Oh, good fucking God. Oh, this is hot. Hold on, let me turn this shit down. Fuck, what the hell's going on here? There we go. We got fucking mic level problems here. I got that shit straightened out. My name is Chris Johnson, and what the fucking time is it? It's 1:30. Not in the morning. It's 1:30 in my morning, which is 1:30 in the afternoon. I've probably been up about an hour right now, and I'm making breakfast. Eggs and, like, mushrooms and shit, like a fucking omelet. I'm all fucking domesticated now, baby. A lot of times, people go through a divorce, and they go through some kind of a downward spiral. And I think I did as well. But, like, now I'm, like, making fucking, like, scrambled eggs and Oreo balls and shit and fucking seeing naked women run across parking lots at 3 in the morning. I'm both falling apart and getting my shit together at the same time. It's a very bizarre occurrence. One side of the life is going backwards. The other side, moving up. You know. But I wanted to talk about my commercial bullshit. I haven't brought it up for a while, but I do commercial auditions, and technically, I have an agent who sends me auditions and shit, and then I fucking do them on this same microphone that I'm talking into right now. Isn't that fucking amazing? Now, I used to go to voice acting classes. The agent would hold classes at our house in the basement, and I would go there, and we would read fucking scripts and shit, because you gotta fucking hone your shit. She's not just going to fucking send you auditions if you're puking all over your fucking self. So you got to get your shit together, you know what I mean? But these commercial auditions come in all the time. I do several a month, and I never fucking get anything. I got something one time, and it's still kind of like out there. I'm under contract with like a fucking national company, but they've never used my shit. They did pay me money to go into a fucking room and record shit. I got $400 for that, and I had to get a fucking tax return, like a fucking W-2 from California. It was all fucked up. So I had to fill that shit out. But I've never actually paid me for a fucking commercial job, so I'm not going to talk about that. But what I will talk about is some of the other auditions that I've done. As I said, I do them all here, and I fuck them up all the time. So here's how these auditions work. It's very simple. Agent emails me and a bunch of other people in the fucking agency. There are instructions there. It'll be like, let's just make up a fucking company. Like, let's just say Toyota. So, like, Toyota sends something out, and it'll be like, we're looking for a fucking dude, 25 to 50, with a grizzly voice, sounds like he smokes 10 pack of cigarettes, and he's kind of douchey, and he talks like with a wink in his eye, and you might be thinking, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. That's the shit that's legitimately written there. You get, like, fucking weird notes like that. And then you get, like, a fucking, you know, 10 to 15 to 20 second, 30 second script or whatever the fuck, and you fucking read it. All right, you edit it together, and you send it back to the agent, and then she sends it to fucking Toyota or whatever the fuck, and then maybe you get the part. But you probably don't get the part. A lot of these scripts, I'm not a big fan of. I would not fucking send these auditions to, like, normal people. To, like, friends of mine. Because they'd listen to it and they'd think, bro, you sound like a douche. Yes, I do. But there's money on the fucking line. You know what I mean? There's money on the line. So I will gladly sound like a douche for cash on the line. One person outside of the acting classes has actually seen these fucking auditions or heard them. The fucking girl I went out with last summer fucking was super into that shit. So she was over here, like, helping me out with this fucking nonsense. She's the only person who's ever heard any of this bullshit. She was around for, like, a really fucked up audition, too. It was like a fucking Disney audition. Had to do fucking voices and shit. You might be thinking, you sound like you'd be terrible at voices. And I'm going to confirm your suspicions. I was fucking terrible at it. I fucking sent it in. Normally, I do a read. This is how it usually happens. I do a read. I listen to it. And I think, wow, that sounds like fucking shit. Well, I'm sending that garbage in. Nothing ever sounds good to me. It always sounds fucked up. But I must be doing something right because I keep getting auditions. I've been doing these for well over a year now. So I have a ton of shit that I've sent in. And also a ton of fuck-ups. I started at one point cutting out all the fuck-ups. I have edited together about 1 minute of me going fucking bananas, butchering commercial audition reads. And I want to present that to you right now. You're welcome. You're welcome, baby. This is for you. Now imagine moving into a home that had three different... Fuck, I fucked that lineup. With other medical professionals, I want to try this one again. Fuckstick fucking motherfucker. All right. Google can help make this a bit easier. Let's try that again. God fucking damn it. With a flash of the hand, he stimulated the lapping. God fucking damn it, I hate this fucking read. Shit. Because when opportunity knocks, it's best to have the right pair of shoes. What the fuck does that mean? And the feeling of feeding people. so many people through the years, but especially her. God, this is so fucking dumb. Fuck. Jesus. Let's try that one more time when I'm not fucking puking all over it. But the wild that's inside of her excites the wild. That's a dumb fucking line. What a dumb shit fucking line. Jesus Christ. Fuck. All right. God damn it. So fucking stupid. How about that shit, huh? How about that shit? I knew you'd like it. Well, that's where I'm going to leave you today. I update the podcast every Sunday and motherfucking Wednesday. You can hear this on Podbean, the main hub. All the episodes are on Podbean, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, as well as some other places. You can follow me on Twitter as well, @JohnsonHateYou.